Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
At the ready at 7 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, but it's our take, weekly take on the events, the issues of the day that are, according to Talkers Magazine, on the top of the heap, story list and people list. So we're going to get at it. Jennifer Warren from KRLA and late of the Good Day program with the DJV program is here to add to her, she's twice as good as everybody else, her 4 cents worth. Right?
Oh, love it. Yes.
Four cents worth. Yes, you're welcome. Jay Kirshner is out ill, so let's get at the list, first of all. At number 10, all the talk about celebrities. How many lists can we... I asked you about Liz Cheney. She's kind of a celebrity, right? Would you say politicians become celebrities?
I don't think so, but...
You said she was a narcissist.
I think so. I think you have to have a little bit of narcissism in you to, well, most people. I think some people do it for the right reason, but I think a lot of people who get elected or who find themselves in the public eye, you have to have a little streak. You don't have to be full-blown, but I mean, think about anybody who's run for president says that I can steer the free world better than anyone else.
Yeah, right.
You have to have a healthy self-esteem.
But that's about all. The leaders of late haven't been able to do much of a, they haven't done a great job in that department. At any rate, that's an interesting definition. So then, we're mixing politics and celebrity. I'm looking at another name on the people list this week, Herschel Walker. And the week he's had in Georgia, pretty extraordinary, given what his son has come up with, and there's a whole, you know, he supported his father at the beginning, but now has been the
nightmare. It's a strange
nightmare switch.
Yeah. He came out and said that he's not authentic and all of this. Herschel Walker's interesting, just with my, like, political glasses on for a second. I was really excited to hear that he wanted to get involved because I think, unfortunately, we are in a place where politics and celebrity have collided.
Yep.
And so people vote for brand names, and Herschel Walker is well-loved in the state of Georgia.
Well-known. Yeah.
Yeah, people love him, and he's a hero. And he also is a charismatic figure, but he also, and I'll, you know, just full truth and transparency, he's a Republican. I'm a Republican. I wanted to see him do well. We need that seat to get the Senate majority back.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not a great candidate. Whoever was working with him didn't get him up to speed on the issue.
He doesn't seem that smart. It's almost like he was affected by his football career and how he thinks and affected his brain.
But he also was just not brought up to speed on a lot of the issues. And whoever was around him, I think, failed him in that department. So when these allegations came out this week, and there were two, one, well, not allegations, but scandals. One was his son flipping on him and saying, you're, you know, a phony or whatever. And some people think that maybe he got some money for doing that because he's an influencer on social media as well.
Ah,
and then a woman
corruption
came out
afoot
and said that he paid for an abortion after he's come out and said he's Christian and doesn't believe in abortion, and that she had a card to prove it, but then he says, well, that's not even my signature, and this could have been something from the Daily Beast who broke the story. So he vehemently denies it. And I think whoever's working with him, because I thought, oh gosh, when I heard these two things, I thought this would be the end of Herschel Walker in Georgia. But whoever's working with him had him handled this in such the right way. All he did was say he loves his son. He loves his son. He didn't, like, veer off from that, which I think is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And that he'll always be there for his son no matter what. And I thought that was a really good response. And as far as the abortion goes, he's like, look, I wrote a whole book about how bad my life was going and the bad decisions that I made. I'm a Christian. I've asked for forgiveness. I'm trying to, you know, I've tried to change my life. I don't know who this woman is. And he came off really well. And so it's really interesting to me that it took a scandal like this to actually make him sound like a viable candidate. But we'll see. It's going to be up to the voters in Georgia.
Right. All right. So that's an interesting way of analyzing it. Thank you. Tom Brady is hurt by his wife and the rumors. Apparently the marriage...
Tears.
You what? Yeah, you want
to
dry this?
Poor Tom.
So isn't it tough though for somebody? Both of them are high profile people. It just, you see this more often than not. To go back to our discussion about narcissism and what it's about, Tom Brady's told his wife he's going to retire. Then he decided he didn't want to retire. He didn't talk to his wife about it. He just said, okay, I'm not going to retire.
So that ticked her off. Or maybe they were already going through a divorce at that time, because from what the accounts are now, that the unrest in their marriage has been happening for a while. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's possible that this has been going on.
So what causes those sorts of things? Is it is it the work? Is it just we've been around each other long enough and we've run out of steam? You know, that happens. It really does. I don't know. There's all this stuff becomes finger pointing. It's his fault and their fault and whatever, but I don't know. Here's Prince Harry suing a publisher for the third time in 3 years. Actually, there have been lawsuits filed by Elton John and Elizabeth Hurley against Associated Newspapers, the publisher of all the British tabloids like the Daily Mail and the things that they come up with. It's the same as the National Enquirer here, right? These things, they take a shot, they figure it. It's sort of like, this is a pretty good analogy. What has happened with Monsanto and Bayer is that they've put aside X number. The tobacco companies do the same thing. They put aside $5 billion for lawsuits, and they keep selling the products of death that they have, and they get sued, and they pay off. That's the end of that. So I'm going to bet you that these people at this tabloid do the same thing. Because the National Enquirer did that. They print anything, and then if somebody sued, like Johnny Carson sued the National Enquirer because of something they said that had no truth at all, and he got $7 million out of them. He didn't need the money, but he was making a statement, and, you know, they, instead of even going to court, okay, yep, you're right, here's your $7 million. That's kind of the cost of doing business for these people, right?
Yeah. Are tabloids even that big of a thing anymore? I wonder, I see them still. You know, you see the tabloid papers, but I think with social media now, so many people are reporting on celebrity gossip in real time, and they never have to retract. If you look at social media, like profiles, they never have to retract anything that they say. And it's really interesting, especially with celebrity, how now you're just almost told that you really have no recourse. You just have to put up with everything that people are saying about you.
Yeah.
True or
not? There's a lot of that stuff floating around. Here's a fan that's suing the Patriots Hall of Fame after he says it ruined the $1 million Tom Brady signed flag. The Patriots took this flag. Tom signed it. It was an American flag. I thought it was illegal to write on an American flag. Anyway, this guy's got his...
Yeah, I would think so.
Right. So this fellow's name is Daniel Vitale. He's brought a lawsuit against the Patriots and the Hall of Fame. He gave the flag to them to post or to display with the Brady Super Bowl jersey. And this, you know, that, remember that one was stolen and then was recovered? Remember that story about that?
I do.
Jersey? Yeah. So then they took it and then they put it in one of those sealed, glass cases. And apparently, this is how foolish this is. The sun is hitting the glass directly and it faded the flag. So he no longer can see Brady's signature. So he's suing him for $1 million. Ay. Unga bunga. All right. Let's see. Here's another one. A fan has filed a police report over Bobby Wagner's Monday Night Football tackle. Did you see this thing? I don't even get how people get themselves so worked up about this stuff.
The Rams tackle. This is so crazy. So I think it was Monday Night Football. Feels like 12 years ago. This guy runs out on the field, and it really made its way around the internet and on the news. And he runs out on the field. Security's trying to catch him.
They can't get him.
He's got pink smoke flying from him, which is not a great look when you're in an arena. So these two Rams guys, I think they're heroes. They came out of the line. They were standing on the sidelines, and they just laid this guy out for running on the freeway, because who knows what the guy's doing? No one knows who this guy is. He's not supposed to be there. And so, of course, as you can predict, now that guy is suing them.
There's a man and a woman that were kind of involved in it together, I think.
And they're suing now for hurting him because they knocked him out on the field.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me? What were you doing down there with smoke, idiot? You're lucky
lawyer probably saw that whole action on TV and called him up. We can get $1 million out of those guys. And they say, okay, where do we sign up?
Who's, you know, the burglar who robs your home and then he falls out of a window and sues you for falling out of your window.
I love those. Kim Kardashian, speaking of, as we're still on, now look at all the celebrity news there is this week, has gone public about why hot girls like Pete Davidson. I don't know that you have to write a book about that. Oftentimes, it's pretty obvious. Anyway,
rumors are true, apparently.
Yes. Pete has the best heart, she says.
Oh, it's that. Okay.
That's what it is, right? Yeah. He's the sweetest, most thoughtful person. So this is kind of an episode of some Hollywood, I don't know, some Hollywood. There are so many of these things. Who even knows some Hollywood podcast? Anyway, she said, I was just thinking about him. I want to pick up the phone and call him. Really? It sort of reminds me, she said, the way she described it sort of reminded me of Kelly McGillis in Top Gun, the first, you know, the first movie.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, that's the way she used to look at Tom Cruise, kind of, wondering, that okay.
Loving look, I know.
Yeah, that loving look, yeah. Anyway, so Davidson has dated a lot of famous women. He's been connected to Larry David's daughter. Anyway, so they have this. He's a nice guy, but then there are other rumors. Kind of like what Kate Beckinsale. He dated her for a while too, I guess. Right? I'm looking at the list of people.
He's had a whole list of people. Yep.
Right. So who's he dating now? I guess is the question.
I don't know. I don't know if he's. I think he was dating someone. He moved on from Kim, but the guy just racks him in. And I think the more hot chicks he gets, the more other hot chicks want to see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah. I think you can figure that out. 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here reviewing things that have been said that fit into the top 10 story list, which you can find on gooddayshow.com or talkers.com. We asked a question Jay Kirshner asked, why do you think there's such an obsession with celebrity relationships? Stacy wrote back to us, said, people don't read with comprehension a lot today. It's because people aren't happy in their own life, so they follow news about others and make hateful, hurtful comments because at that point they feel other woes, the woes of other people, put them a step ahead. Isn't that an interesting way of looking at it? A guy named Dan said, it's not new. Remember, inquiring minds want to know. Seems there are millions of busybodies without hobbies. The hobby is being a busybody, Dan.
But Holly writes, also, it's a common thing to talk about, right? It's something that we all understand, we all share. It's why people have intrigue about the royal family, because it's something that we all know. Like if I tell you, oh, I'm having trouble with my husband, Bob. Well, that doesn't matter to most people. But if I say, hey, Tom Brady and Giselle are having problems, well, then people know what you're talking about.
Exactly. All right, let's see here. Holly, I don't have any idea what the fascination. John writes, funny you mention that. I ignore these headlines. Pretty much a waste of my time.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. Hey, you get off of my cloud. All right. Excuse me. The second question we had for social media commentary has to do with Joe Biden saying he'll run for a second term. Who do you believe will be his opponent?
I know.
Jeff writes, I really honestly don't think it matters.
if Biden wins again, I'll never vote again for the rest of my life. There's somebody who's got, talk about a clueless response. Okay, Jeff. Susan says, I don't think it matters because they're all the same. There may be something to that. They just care about themselves and the title. And here's Winfield who says, there's no way there are that many idiots in this country that we could end up with Joe Biden again. I refuse to believe it. Okay.
Believe it, baby.
Well, but there are those people who say the same thing. You know, you look around at all of these people who are just huffery and puffery with them. As you said, narcissism. Do you have to be a narcissist to want to be the president? I am the greatest. Remember when Muhammad Ali used to go around saying, I am the greatest. That's probably dating me. Well, he was the best boxer, for sure. And so is that. But there are other people who have done the same sort of thing when you get down to brass tacks, talking about themselves. But who wants to talk about themselves? Think about this. How much do you, Jennifer Horn, talk about yourself? How much? Really?
Me, Jennifer Horn? Well, Jennifer Horn talks about herself a lot. And I don't know. I don't talk about myself a lot. I like to ask other people how they're doing. And then if they ask me back, I'm happy to tell them.
Yeah. I think it's just, I feel like people, I talk about things that aren't necessarily about me, but about things that are going on in my life or around me. Not talking about me particularly, but the things that are cool. I love talking about my grandchildren and my children. What's going on actually with my dear friends on the radio, you and Jay. And, you know, that to me is in our relationship. That to me, I think, has some value and people might be interested in it. Anyway, food for thought, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says the decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is continuing to send supplies to areas hit hard by Hurricane Ian. DeSantis says hundreds of miles of roadways have been cleared in areas of southwest Florida to help the recovery process speed up.
We've had fuel in southwest Florida. It's been phenomenal. People were able to get their fuel.
DeSantis again thanking all the volunteers for their help. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are back in the fold of the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn from Carol A. Doug Steffen from the Good Day program with our review of as many of these stories we can get to. I'm chuckling because we've only gotten really to one. Since we get started, it has to do with celebrity news and gossip. I guess coming into that, Elon Musk is at number nine, and number nine on the story list is the Twitter deal. There is a lot being made out of this, but it's, in my mind, as usual, Jennifer, the half stories that have been told by the news media, he doesn't lie. He asked the company for answers to questions about how it's run and what specifics there are, and they didn't like it. They didn't want to give it to him. So, you know, he said, okay, I'm out. And now they've seen that there's no better deal on the table. Because I think he's offering him $54 a share, and currently it's trading at $42 or $43. So, hello. Somebody woke up and said, okay, maybe we ought to take this deal. Maybe we better answer his questions.
So I don't know how, if you're someone who's buying something and you have questions, that they can't answer those questions for you. Of course that's what they should be doing. It's like, here, just take my house. I'm not going to tell you about the plumbing or the roof or anything. Just take it. Just take it. Yeah. I mean, you can't do that when you're selling something in real life.
Not if you got any any common sense.
Oh.
Okay, number seven on the countdown list is a focus on COVID. More perhaps this week. You and I were talking off the air about my son. I don't remember. Now I'm confusing you with my other daughter. Megan and I were talking about this, and maybe that's why I'm thinking about it now. Last night we were having a conversation about how a couple of weeks ago when Brandon was here with his wife Sophie and their new son Jasper, they all got COVID after they left. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the apparently they had Sophie took Paxlovid and Brendan did. There isn't a version and they didn't need it because babies go through this fast. He was in and out of it in 24 hours. Sophie still is testing positive. Brendan is not. But they both Brendan and Sophie took Paxlovid, which sort of, when you look at it, Paxlovid seems to have a lot of attention and a lot of focus. There's a pattern that has emerged with Paxlovid and some of the other drugs that seem to reduce the severity of COVID. A lot of people are, there's apparently a watered-down version that's hit the market. I guess you could expect that would happen. And guess where it comes from? Want to take a guess?
Yeah. China.
Right.
I don't know. You got to be careful with the with that Paxlovid because that's what caused Biden to have. Remember, he had it like COVID twice within a couple of weeks of each other.
Right.
Is that it gets it out of your system so that you test negative, but then it comes back again.
Yeah.
So I don't know how effective it is or how people have been doing with it. I don't know.
There's some of the research I'm looking at finds that there's an effect across all age groups, but then there's other research that finds only older people are benefiting from it in a sort of, as you've suggested, a permanent way. So people under 50, the rate for, the COVID death rate now, if you're under 50, is zero. Nobody's dying of COVID. I had a friend who died last week of COVID. He was 86. His wife had died 2 weeks before. He didn't die. They both of them had Alzheimer's and dementia. She died of it. He died of COVID. He was in a nursing home and wasn't taking care. So a lot of people in the nursing home were dying of this. And I don't, you know, whether you can get Paxlovid for people like that. At that point, what's the, you know, why bother?
Right.
I suppose that sounds heartless, but, you know, at some point in time. But the number of deaths in this country have gone, it's interesting, everything's political, right? So this is I'm looking at a scale of how many people died under Trump from COVID versus how many people have died under Joe Biden. I can't imagine anything more ridiculous, but because this is the age of, you know, everybody. So under Biden, it's been, let's see, less than 200 per 100,000. And with Trump, it was over 400. Hello. Trump was president during the height of this. Mm-hmm. COVID is not exactly, even though it's still a problem, it's not number one on the hit parade.
No.
So, it just these are such asinine contributions.
I just think it's ridiculous to
compare
death
ridiculous.
Numbers. It's just, let's compare how we're getting out of it. You know, let's the shutdowns, living with it, who's helping us
We are getting out of it. It's going to be around forever.
Yeah, because but that's the thing. It's being used for control. I mean, already.
Yeah, of course it is.
In Los Angeles, our LA County Director of Public Health comes down and says, "Well, don't get too comfortable because winter's coming." And people don't have the appetite for it anymore.
Number six are the legal problems Trump is having. I honestly never pay any attention because I don't care. And maybe that doesn't sound good for somebody who's supposed to be talking about this sort of thing on the radio, but I really don't care. It's just so much more, there's such a pile on when it comes to Trump. He's got legal problems, obviously with the smoke, there's fire, there's something going on. But to have people pounding away, I mean, this guy must have a hell of a legal bill. But the other side of it is he's like Teflon. None of this stuff is stuck.
Well, because most of it, I mean, this is the sad thing, is that they've pushed so hard to try to get him all the time that, yeah, you're right, none of it's sticking because they're trumping up, pardon the pun,
a lot
of charges against him. You know, when it comes to the business lawsuit, which is going on in New York, you have the attorney general, before she got elected, saying, I'm going to go after Trump. So she actually, instead of getting evidence to that there was something going on with Trump, she made it a campaign promise. Like, that's where we are.
Great.
With our justice system. That's not how it's supposed to work. No. And with the National Archives stuff, the people after the FBI raid said, we're still missing documents. Well, what the heck? You know, are you doing the same thing? Obama's got 300,000 documents at his house. Like, what? Like, why is there just a double-tiered system? And then the more you
because
have that...
It's Trump.
Yeah, and then the more you have that, the more you have people discount anything because they think everything is just a witch hunt.
It is. All right, so but the other side of this is, when you're talking about politics, it was number three this week on the countdown, a lot of conservatives are saying they want less of a scandal-prone candidate, i.e. Trump running. And this it seems to be a, it looks like this is the aftermath of the attack on the Capitol. So I'm trying to, as I think I alluded to this earlier, so who runs? Who's good? Pete runs maybe on one side. A lot of people think
you've got
that
either DeSantis, Trump or DeSantis on the other side. There's really no. I mean, there are other people who are flirting with it, like Mike Pompeo, who I think would be a great person to run for president, or Nikki Haley. She's another one who I think is going to kind of flirt with the idea of running. But I think really the party's appetite is either for Trump or DeSantis. And sadly, what I think a lot of people who say, well, we can't, we need less baggage and Trump, everything's been thrown at Trump. If you think that the news media is not going to do the same thing to anybody who's running with an R by their name, you're crazy. In California, we had Larry Elder run and they called him the black face of white supremacy. They are going to come after you with everything. So people who would decide to run just need to be prepared, have a backbone, stand up and get ready to fight because that's what's going to have to happen.
But then people will say, well, I read in the newspaper, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then you have that, because when people see it, it makes a difference whether it's true or it isn't.
And then they retract on page 80 after you get these headlines.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's unfortunate. And then anybody with half a brain realizes, gosh, I don't have the money or the patience to run for office. And that's how we end up with a lot of good people who get turned off from the process because they think, why would I do this? Because they see the news media spinning to take everybody down instead of just report honestly about what's happening.
Senator Ben, is it Sass or Sassy from Nebraska? Sass.
Sass.
Is resigning because he's going to run the University of Florida, but they can't find somebody in Florida to run it. They got a guy from Nebraska. This is going to be a political move and a half.
I'm curious to know what's going on with him, actually. If there's something else, he's usually pretty, clean as a whistle. So I'll be interested to see how this one plays out.
Chick-a-bung-bung, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, coming up in a moment, a focus on number four this week, the immigration situation connected to crime. And the reason that that's a focal point is because a lot of illegal immigrants are causing a lot of crime. So we'll talk about that after this. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the overview of the top 10 stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine, which we publish on our social media at gooddayshow.com. Talkers does as well at talkers.com. Number 10, celebrity news with a real focus on Tom Brady, but there are other stories that are making the news this week that people are talking about. The Musk deal with Twitter is number 9. The situation with race relations and that sort of thing. Number 8, COVID is 7. The Trump legal situation is number 6. Aftermath of the hurricane, number 5. Immigration problems continuing and the crime related to them, number 4. The political focus on midterm elections, number 3. Our economy and where the value of the dollar is going. Number 2 in the Russian war with the Ukrainians is number 1 this week, according to the charts at Talkers Magazine.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time.
Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Or lightheadedness. This is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The people list, 60 seconds of the official list, so you'll have it in your head. You can also check it out at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com, published there every week. At number 10, Tom Brady and his wife. Elon Musk is at 9. Ron DeSantis is at 8 on the people list. Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy tied for number 7 position. The two Philadelphia, well, I was going to say Philadelphia lawyers, the two running for the Senate in, imagine how much attention this is getting, Fetterman and Oz in Pennsylvania, woof. Carrie Lake is 5, Herschel Walker, what a mess he's in, 4, Donald Trump is 3, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, boo, number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 this week, as we overview what's going on, the hot hits in talk radio, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to number 4 this week, which is a focus on crime. That seems to always be in the top 10 in some way, shape, or form. This week, the connection to all the immigrants coming into our country, who's doing what, latest big crime in Las Vegas, 2 dead, 3 in critical condition. This is a knife, this is a stabbing thing, it's not a gun, 8 victims altogether. Locals, tourists, that sort of thing. Apparently, according to one of the deputies on the scene, the suspect was just running around with a knife,
yeah,
much as anything
of
else.
Source World, which is that big new complex,
yeah,
kind of down the strip towards North Las Vegas, and it shows you again that people always want to make it about the guns. We need to make it about the mental health, about the anger, and about the criminals, because they will use whatever they can get their hands on.
So this suspect is a guy in his 30s who recently came to America, went to Las Vegas, apparently hasn't been well received, and therefore he's angry at America. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's what
we
need.
Doesn't that make
sense? Yeah, right. Of course it does, yeah. All right, in Canada this week, the Supreme Court heard for the first time an asylum case that weighs on whether the country, Canada, can consider its southern neighbor, America, a safe place. Are we going to be able to take refugees from America? I thought this was pretty interesting. In other words, the Canadians say, hey, you're letting all these people come into your country. They'll trickle up into our country. We don't want them.
Right.
Yeah, right. So there's a little common sense there. Hello, duh. We got no common sense in America, but there's lots of it up there. So the refugee lawyers went to the Supreme Court in Canada and said that they were acting inhumanely and it violates their right to liberty and security. Why do you have any rights? You're not a legal citizen of the country, for God's sakes.
Yep.
They shouldn't have any rights in this country either. But we got them all over the place. You started to say something.
No, I said you would think that we would get on with this, but it just, the whatever they're after, whether it's new voters, whether it's destroying or expanding, like expanding our big cities, destroying suburbs, I don't know, but it is really disheartening because it doesn't make any sense. And at the same time, it's not good for humanity. You're incentivizing these people to rape and pillage all these women and kids and people coming in here in part of the cartels who are running the border.
That's really the problem, the cartels as much as anything else, and why people haven't woken up to that is beyond my comprehension. All right, Jennifer, there's a good wrap on number four as we continue this week with the countdown. It's 49, about 10 before the hour, actually, right now.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jennifer Horn with me this week as usual. Jay is out ill. The number one issue this week, the number one story, has to do with the war in Ukraine. And a sidebar story, Jennifer, from Brittany Griner's wife, is it Sherelle? I think that's how you pronounce her name, says that her wife, Brittany, how do you, they're both wives, right? Is that the politically correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, anyway, Ms. Griner says Ms. Griner is at rock bottom in Russia. She feels like her life doesn't matter anymore because nobody's paying any attention to her. I don't know that I think this is... There's a lot of syrup in this. Would I like to be in a Russian jail? No. But she's whining about her life just not mattering. It, you know, you made a choice. I don't have a lot of sympathy for her. I think she's trying to play this. Again, would I like to be in a Russian jail? Would you like to be in a Russian jail? No.
No. So, I also probably wouldn't be traveling with marijuana. And that's
not there.
That's the problem. And look, I understand marijuana is not that big of a deal in the United States. But we have to remember as Americans when we travel that our same protections do not follow with us everywhere that we go.
Right.
Certainly
not everybody
when you're someone who's 7 feet tall and stands out to Russians as someone that they can use as a bargaining chip to try to let their terrorists people go that are in our prisons. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I do feel sorry for her. That's rough. I wouldn't want to be in her position.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, right. Man, it's just we have to be smart and be better.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of marijuana, this week Joe Biden, the president, decided to pardon people who have pot problems and have been charged with...
They're pot problems, but if they've been convicted for marijuana on a federal level. So they can't do this at the state, but the federal level, it was a pardon. It was a broad pardon of those folks who said that anybody who has prior marijuana offenses for simple possession, and he says he's calling on governors of other states to do the same thing and to pardon their local possession.
Well, so if the feds do it, though, does that pardon Trump, pardon the use of the word, any state... Right, so why he has to talk to the states? What good is it if you have to go to each state? These are meaningless words. Unless you're saying,
because
but
there are federal charges. If you've gotten in trouble with the federal police, you know, federal police and such. I mean, there are federal charges for possession.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Smaller level than local. But he also said, and this is where we were kind of talking off the air about this, that really, if you're going to go down this road, the first thing that you have to do is change the classification of marijuana away from other drugs. Like heroin, opioids, cocaine, those kinds of things. And so one of the things that was part of this order is that the Secretary of Health and Human Services, who is awful, Javier Becerra, is supposed to review how marijuana is scheduled as a drug under federal law because it's the same classification as other drugs that are seemingly much more harmful. So they're going to talk about changing the classification of marijuana.
So there are thousands of people who have these convictions. Is that basically, has anybody come up with a real number? I'm trying to figure out what the number is, and I can't figure it out, but it's made enough of a splash, so it's made it onto the countdown, so there must be a number of people. So anyway, I mean, as far as laws are concerned, like that, there's the new gun law in New York. And apparently a judge blocked most of the impact of the gun law, so the state says it's going to appeal. So I'm looking at New York as one of the worst places to be for all kinds of reasons. The governor of New York, what's her name, Hochul? Yeah, Hochul. The rendering this week of a new law that requires farmers to find more help because they won't let the workers work more than 40 hours a week. Do you realize?
She's pretty awful.
She's horrible.
Yeah.
It hasn't got a clue. This is downstate predicating what's going on in the rest of the state. Where do these people, again, come from? Does nobody talk to them? This is a farming state, or it was, and between Cuomo and you, you've ruined it. The Cuomo, the old man, Mario Cuomo, his sons, their leadership has devastated farming, especially dairying, in New York State. And so you're going to add, you know, people need to start thinking about where our food is going to come from.
Right.
And they need to start thinking about it now. Food and water are going to be at a premium before you know it. And because we have nobody preaching that we should have some kind of birth control so that the population doesn't go crazy, we need more land for food, all of that stuff, people better be thinking about this. All right. Lots of food for thought this week on The Countdown, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.